It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9985 mypigradio.com. We got Mayor Alan Brown of the Texarkana, Arkansas City on the phone with us this morning. Mayor Brown, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
All right.
Going pretty good.
We know yesterday that you and Mayor Brueggemann from the Texas side on the Joint Operations Center did announce a curfew. And tell us a little bit about that. And I know there are some exceptions to being out on the street. Tell us about that.
Sure. I mean, you know, I think one of the major things that everything that is being worked on in both of our cities and both of our counties is certainly a joint effort. And that's some things that have to be considered. We still only have one confirmed case in Bowie County, one confirmed case in Cass County. And it's all about taking care of what we need to take care of. And as I've talked through the night with several people, it's about not getting mandated by the states or even by the government to, you know, do a citywide shutdown. We're trying to eliminate that. We don't want to get in that type of situation. And when you discuss things like curfew, you know, many of our businesses are already closing early. A lot of our businesses all across the country are suffering because people aren't doing business there. And being in a border city is certainly something that's very unique, but, you know, we have two states to deal with, two governors to deal with, and so I just want the citizens to know that, you know, these are decisions that we're doing, that we're taking very seriously and that we're making jointly, and what works for one works for the other, and one of the other issues yesterday is with barbershops, nail salons, beauty salons. Arkansas Department of Health, through the governor's office, shut those down in Arkansas. So the Texas side saw the need to be consistent and seized the need to do a temporary closure on those facilities as well for social distancing and a number of health reasons at this time to do that. So it's about mirroring one another and being on the same page and doing what's best for our citizens. And so one of those things that we did yesterday was to invoke a curfew from 6 a.m., 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. for all citizens. And there are some exceptions for that. Certainly traveling to and from work is an exception. And then medical reasons are exceptions. If you're going to the pharmacy, if you're going to an appointment, to the emergency room, certainly things like that are certainly exceptions to the curfew, and it's just again all about doing what we can now proactively into keeping our situation like it is and not having the potential of spreading this virus.
I think you made a good point there, Mayor, in the fact that a lot of the businesses that are open anyway are having shorter hours and closing down earlier, so and there's no bars or restaurants open that you can go to and sit down in. So it's really, there's really not much reason to be out in the first place unless you are going to and from work or something like that.
That's true. And, you know, the thing that you know, I'm very concerned about, and certainly being mayor of the city has a lot to do with that, but, you know, we're potentially going to have to be doing, and the same will apply to the Texas side, we're potentially going to have to be doing what the state of Arkansas is doing today, and that is they've called a special legislative session. They've made arrangements to make sure that our representatives and our senators are practicing social distancing and moving to facilities where they can spread out, but they've got to do the important business of our state, and that is addressing a huge budget shortfall that's projected now across the state. And one of the big reasons for that is the decline of sales tax revenue. Sales tax revenue is consumer driven, and it's not there. And that is going to filter down to both of our cities. These restaurants that are open are not collecting sales tax. These hotels that are empty are not collecting taxes. So we're going to have to address that at some point in time, you know, with our city. You know, you have reserve funds that are there. Certainly, we don't like spending. Me personally, I don't like spending reserve funds due to shortfalls. And that's something that we're all going to have to be addressing at this time. But you're correct. We know, and We've heard from a lot of these restaurants and hotels. No one are using those facilities like they have in the past. And most citizens are practicing social distancing and staying home inside those curfews and then hours, and it's not going to affect them anyway. But we're all going to have to address that, you know, at some point in time. You know, we have issues at our airport. We're not having as many flights go out.
That's right.
Airports
hey,
are
Mayor, we,
so
Mayor,
this
we got
a trickle down thing that will affect our city sooner or later when we start seeing the decrease in this revenue.
Mayor, can you stay on the line with us a second and let us take a break and come back? We got a couple more questions.
Sure.
Mayor, talk a little bit about on a daily. I know you're right now. Your days are crazy, but on a daily basis. What's a day like in the life of the mayor right now? And throughout the day, are you talking to and meeting with other people from the Joint Operations Center? Talk about your daily day right now.
Certainly. You know, one of the things that, you know, we are provided are daily updates from the Office of Emergency Management System. Most people know that we consolidated Bowie County, Miller County's Office of Emergency Management's offices. Really, really great operation, really good people in there working for all of our citizens to make sure that we're doing what we need to be doing. They're having conference calls, they're having webinars, those types of things on a daily basis. We get updates across both states as to where we're at with the number of people that have tested. But we certainly have people that are being monitored and being tested. They're doing checks on those people as far as possible quarantines. Very, very busy over there, 24/7. And, you know, what we're doing and carrying through with protocols on what we've been handed down by the CDC. But I get those updates every day. I probably talk to the Office of Emergency Management at Miller County three or four times a day, talking about how we're getting supplies. I'm in contact with our state's representative and state senator. So it's just a constant flow of information that we're digesting on an ongoing basis all day long. And then with that information, we figure out the best way possible to disseminate that information out to the public. And we're doing that by news briefings now. Press briefings, we call them, and then we figure out from there as we go forward. We get state mandates from both Texas and from Arkansas, from the governor offices, how we can transfer those into the local level. And, you know, we're quite fortunate here to not have a lot of positive cases in this area. As we anticipate, as everybody anticipates, we do expect those numbers to climb. And all we're doing right now is being very proactive and making sure that the decisions that we make are very well thought out. We're using all the expertise that we can on a daily basis to make sure when we do make these decisions, it's in the best interest of the citizens to keep this moving forward and not get into a situation where, you know, we are in lockdown mode. There are several states in lockdown mode right now, and we certainly don't want to get into that. But it's about saving lives. It's about doing what we can to keep our businesses open as much as possible. Some revenue is better than none. And it's just it's a busy day from that perspective on dealing with how we're going to comply with what the states are asking us to do and certainly what filters down from the national level. And
well, Mayor Brown,
one quick. Yes.
I wanted to go ahead and put this out there from Dr. Young's statement the other day. With Texarkana being a medical and retail hub like it is, I thought it was interesting, and I wanted to make sure I understood correctly, that, say, a positive case did show up here, but that counts. Let's say they come from, I don't know, where you come from, Anna? Canada? a positive case has to be reported in that person's county and state of origin, not necessarily
correct.
Where they are.
Correct.
Correct. So that means
that that's been very challenging for us. And when I say challenging, the testing process is very challenging because we are the regional hub for several Southwest Arkansas cities and Northeast Texas cities.
Oklahoma.
And those people, we have two medical facilities here that are doing testing. Both of those are in Bowie County, Texas. And it does reside, your test result does reside with where you come from. So if we have a person come from Nashville or from Mineral Springs or from Northeast Texas somewhere that doesn't actually go to Tyler, all of our testing makes its way to Tyler, Texas, and then on to the Texas Department of Health, and then back to the respective state's Department of Health, and then to that county through the CDC. So it's a long process, and that process is basically taken a while. And but that has been challenging for us. We've continued to work on that behind the scenes to do what we can with our legislators to try to speed that process up, because you know time is of the essence. Certainly, I'm sure everybody understands that. It's when you have someone that you are monitoring and testing. Time is of the essence to make sure that we get a test result back as quick as possible for quarantine purposes and that. So it has been very challenging, but you are correct. When that test result does come back, the results of that test reside with the county in which that person resides.
All right. To kind of wrap it up, Mayor, I know on overall, I think you can probably say that you're happy with the citizens' response and how they're handling this and how they're trying to follow the directives. And it's a fluid situation, day by day changes, and this curfew thing won't last forever. So kind of just put a bow on it, as they say.
Yeah. Well, I think that the key word is temporary. We're in all of these situations temporarily. So we've got nail salons, barbershops, beauty salons. Those people, they're shut down temporarily. And the economy and those places will come back. And the more we do now to keep this from being a very serious problem in our area, the quicker that will come back. And that these things are necessary. And you're correct that 99.9% of the citizens understand what we're trying to do as elected officials and people that care for our community. Some people, you know, don't get it. But, you know, my response is to bear with us, have patience, and we'll all get through this at some point in time in the very near future, we hope. But these things are necessary to make sure that we don't have to go to stricter measures later on to confine somebody to their home or do something like that. We don't want to do that. But we could be in a situation later on where the state or the government mandates that, and we're trying to keep our community from getting in that position.
So we're saying, please, voluntarily, let's do this. So we're not putting somebody in a position to make this mandatory.
Correct. And
nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, people feel like they have certain rights and certain responsibilities, and I get it. I understand that. You know, the unfortunate thing is that sometimes we have to amend laws, and we have laws that we have to follow, and this just happens to be one of them. But, you know, this is, again, not just a gut reaction.
Well, I said it earlier, and I'll say it again. I'm proud of our police departments. You know, they use common sense. If somebody's going to work, they understand this. It's not like, it's not Gestapo type.
One of the big things that I think people forget is that we have a front line of first responders. One of the things that we do not need is we do not need our first responders to be exposed to this virus.
Yes, sir.
And we have made measures within both departments on both sides of state line and invoked policies that limit our exposure of these first responders. If we get in a situation in Texarkana, Arkansas, where not necessarily our first responders contract the virus, but if we are exposed to someone that has the virus and we're quarantined, we're taking police officers off the streets. We're taking firemen out of fire stations. And when we do that on the Arkansas side, even when we lose two or three or possibly four, it will affect our response time to our citizens in this community. And we do not want to get ourselves in that situation. So policies are enacted again that are trying to prevent this, but if we get in a serious situation with our first responders, it's going to affect how we respond to our community.
That's
and
right.
I, you know, as mayor, certainly take that responsibility very seriously, and I don't want that to happen in our community, to have a bunch of our first responders quarantined or sick.
I want to say from the outside looking in, you guys, as far as the two cities coming together, the different agencies from different sides of state line coming together for this has just been real impressive. And the flow of information out.
I appreciate that. I can tell you, you know, Mayor Brueggemann has become he and I have been friends for 35 years, and now we've become very close working friends. And we see a lot of each other on a daily basis now, probably more than our wives see us. But I can tell you that beyond a shadow of a doubt, that he and his city council, me and my city board, have nothing but our citizens' best interests at heart in the decisions that we have made and the decisions that we will make going forward to keep us out of this situation, allowing this situation to get worse.
All right. Well, Mayor, we know you got to get your busy day started, but we do thank you for taking time out to talk to us. Stay safe, stay healthy, and keep up the good work.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.